Section 1. You will hear a conversation between two students talking about job hunting. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Oh, hi, Anna. How's it going? I haven't seen you since graduation.
Hi, Bradley. Things are great. I've been traveling around Europe for the last month, but now that I'm back, I really need to find a job so I can start renting my own place.
Yeah, me too. My mum's driving me crazy. I've got an interview on Thursday at a company called Power. I'm pretty nervous.
Don't worry, I'm sure you'll do great.
Bradley has got an interview at a manufacturing company called Power. So, Power has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Oh, hi, Anna. How's it going? I haven't seen you since graduation.
Hi, Bradley. Things are great. I've been traveling around Europe for the last month, but now that I'm back, I really need to find a job so I can start renting my own place.
Yeah, me too. My mum's driving me crazy. I've got an interview on Thursday at a company called Power. I'm pretty nervous.
Don't worry. I'm sure you'll do great. Do you know what the job involves?
Well, the company has many sections, like sourcing materials and taking care of waste management. But I'm interviewing for a job in the warehouse section.
Wow, I bet that will be really interesting.
You should apply too. They still have a couple of jobs left. I found the job I'm interviewing for on their website. The reference is SW35FT.
Thanks, Bradley. That's really nice of you. I'll apply later today. Is there a contact I could ask for?
The manager is Susan Thatcher, but you should contact her personal assistant. Her name is Jane Hitcher.
How do you spell the surname for me, please?
Yes, it's H-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Okay, great. I actually found a job listing for a place at Cotton, but the work hours don't suit me. You should look into it.
Ah, that's the grocery company, right? I heard that the jobs in their distribution office are really well paid.
The advertisement I saw was looking for people to work in the supermarket office, but the pay still looked very good.
Was there a description of the job?
The company is looking to increase their production of cakes and pastries, so you would be working as a cook in the bakery. After a month, they evaluate your performance, and there's potentially an opportunity for promotion to a management position.
That sounds like a great opportunity. I'll definitely look into it. Do you have the reference number? I'll write it down in my notebook.
Sure. I also have the reference for a job at the art museum. I'll give you the reference for that first. It's SGH667.
Great. That's really near my house. And what's the reference number for the bakery job at Cotton?
The reference is ARW204.
I'll send them my application this afternoon. Who's the contact?
The name on the advert was Melanie, but it specifically said not to contact her in person. You should use the office as your contact, so just post your application there directly.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
You seem to have found way more job listings than I have. Where are you finding them all?
At first, I was keeping an eye out for listings on the internet, but all of the jobs listed there were in the city. I found that the best place to find local jobs was in magazine adverts.
Adverts?
You know, the section at the back of Job Plus magazine.
Where can I buy that?
You don't buy it. It's a free magazine. Just go to your nearest corner shop and buy the newspaper. The magazine comes with it.
Oh, I never realized. My mum buys the newspaper every week, so there's probably a copy lying around at home somewhere. I'll have a look for it when I get back. All this job hunting is so stressful and time-consuming.
I can't wait until it's over either. I'm so tempted just to pay someone to do all this for me.
What do you mean?
I could go to a recruitment seminar or to an agency.
The agency sounds like a great idea. They charge a fee before taking you on as a client, though. Plus, only large corporations hire new employees through an agency.
Well, I think it would be exciting.
If you decide to go to an agency, make sure you take your student card with you. Your student status is valid for another month, and agencies often give students a 10% discount.
Okay, great. I'll remember that.
All of the placements I've applied to require a referee. I've never had a job before, so I don't know who to ask. Who did you use?
I had a summer job working as a waitress, so I asked my old boss. I got on with him really well, so I trusted him to give me a good reference. If you haven't had a job before, you should ask one of your tutors.
That's a really good idea. I used to really enjoy my history classes with Mr. Fredericks. Perhaps I'll ask him.
I miss being a student. I don't feel mature enough to be earning money and finding a place of my own.
Yeah, university was great. Have you heard about their summer program? I'm thinking of applying for the art course.
That sounds like fun. Do you have to pay?
No, the tutors are running it as a research project. You just need to fill out a feedback form at the end.
Great. Well, I'll see you there. Good luck with your job hunting.
Thanks. Good luck to you too. See you soon.
Bye.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.